Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. You read from Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 2. Please repeat as far as you are able. Ayur Hariti Vai Pungsam.
Ayur Hariti Vai Pungsam.
Udyan Astam Chayan Naso.
Udyan Astam Chayan Naso.
Tasyarte yakshano nita.
Tasyarte yakshano nita.
Uttama shloka vartaya.
Uttama shloka vartaya.
Ayur hariti vai pungsam.
Ayur hariti vai pungsam.
Udyan astam chayan nasau.
Udyan astam chayan nasau.
Tasyarte yachano nitta. Tasyarte yachano nitta. Uttama shloka vartaya.
Uttama shloka vartaya.
Ayu.
Ayu.
Duration of life.
Duration of life.
Harati.
Harati.
Decreases.
Decreases.
Vai.
Vai.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Humsam.
Humsam.
Of the people.
Of the people.
Udyan.
Udyan.
Rising.
Rising.
Astam.
Astam.
Setting.
Setting.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Yan.
Yan.
Moving.
Moving.
Asau.
Asau.
The sun.
The sun.
Tasya.
Tasya.
Of one who glorifies the Lord.
One who glorifies the Lord.
Rite.
Rite.
Accept.
Accept.
Yat.
Yat.
By whom.
By whom.
Kshana.
Kshana.
Time.
Time.
Nita.
Nita.
Utilize.
Utilize.
Uttama shloka.
Uttama shloka.
The all good personality of Godhead.
The all good personality of Godhead.
Vartaya.
Vartaya.
In topics of.
Topics of.
Translation. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone. Except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. Please repeat. Both by rising and by setting.
Both by rising and by setting.
The sun decreases the duration of life.
The sun decreases the duration of life.
Of everyone.
Of everyone.
Except.
Except.
One who utilizes the time,
one who utilizes the time
by discussing topics,
by discussing topics
of the all good personality of Godhead.
Of the all good personality of Godhead.
This purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse indirectly confirms the greater importance of utilizing the human form of life to realize our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord by acceleration of devotional service. What does acceleration mean? Speeding up. So according to this, we should speed up. We should speed up utilizing our human form of life to realize our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord. Time and tide wait for no man. So the time indicated by the sunrise and the sunset will be uselessly wasted if such time is not properly utilized for realizing identification of spiritual values. Even a fraction of the duration of life wasted cannot be compensated by any amount of gold. Now, the ultimate end of Vedic knowledge is realization of the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaishta Sarvair Aham Eva Vedya, Bhagavad Gita 15:15. There is a guarantee of monies being returned if given in charity, regardless of the proportion. Similarly, a moment passed in the association of a pure devotee by hearing and chanting the transcendental messages of the Lord is a perfect guarantee for eternal life, for returning home back to Godhead. Madhama gatva purnar janma navidyate. In other words, a devotee of the Lord is eternal life. Is guaranteed, A devotee of the Lord is guaranteed eternal life. A devotee's old age or disease in the present life is but an impetus to such guaranteed eternal life. So, as a highly potent drug injected intravenously acts at once on the whole body, the transcendental topics of the Lord injected through the ear of the pure devotee of the Lord can act very efficiently. Oral realization of the transcendental messages implies total realization. Just as fructification of one part of a tree implies fructification of all other parts. This realization, for a moment, in the association of pure devotees like Shukadev Goswami, prepares one's complete life for eternity. Thus, the sun fails to rob the pure devotee of his duration of life, inasmuch as he is constantly busy in the devotional service of the Lord, purifying his existence. Death is a symptom of the material infection of the living being. Only due to material infection is the living entity subjected to the law of birth, death, old age, and disease. And again, the conclusion. Well, the thing disappeared. Oh, maybe I need to do go. I got it. Yeah. and then the conclusion. A devotee of the Lord is guaranteed eternal life. A devotee's old age or disease in the present life is but an impetus to such guaranteed eternal life. So the idea, as stated in the verse, is that by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone. That we know. But there is an exception. The rising and setting of the sun does not decrease the duration of life of who? One who utilizes the time in chanting and hearing about Krishna, pure devotee. And how does that work? I mean, we see that as every day passes, our duration of life is decreased. We are approaching death. So how is it that someone who is utilizing the time in hearing the topics of Godhead is not decreasing his or her duration of life? What is the explanation? Because it seems that everyone is approaching death.
Transcendental time?
Yes, because the pure devotee who utilizes his life for chanting and hearing about Krishna and engaging in devotional service to Krishna is not approaching death, but is actually approaching eternal life. So Mukara Mataji, she wasn't feeling that she's approaching death. I mean, yes, but what she was feeling was that she was approaching her eternal life with Radha and Krishna. And she achieved that position by utilizing her time in chanting, hearing about Krishna, and rendering service. And so according to this verse in purport, all of us in the human form of life, are any of you not in the human form of life? All of you in the human form of life should utilize your time by following in Mukara Mataji's footsteps of chanting, hearing about Krishna, and rendering service to Krishna and Krishna's devotees. And the result will be that you won't die like ordinary people, but you will realize your eternal life with Radha and Krishna and rejoin Mukara Mataji in your spiritual eternal spiritual forms. And you will recognize her. Srila Prabhupada has explained that this material life is like a dream. And realizing your eternal relationship with Krishna is like waking up from the dream. In the dream you imagine so many things. A tiger is chasing you, or you're flying through the sky, and so many fearful situations. But when you wake up, you realize, oh, there's no tiger, there's no falling from the sky. Everything is all right. So this material existence is like a dream. And when you wake up, you although you forget your actual identity in the dream, but when you wake up, you remember everything about your identity. Oh, I'm so-and-so. I'm a son or daughter of such-and-such. I have to get up. I have to take bath. I have to get ready for school or work or whatever my duties are. We remember everything of our real life as soon as we wake up from our sleep. So, as we've heard the wonderful descriptions of Mukhara Mataji, she awakened to her eternal spiritual identity and her eternal service to Radha and Krishna. And we all can experience the same result if we follow the same method with the same spirit. And even though our forms will be different in the spiritual world, but Srila Prabhupada said we'll recognize the people we knew in the material world. So this is also very encouraging. Very encouraging. We'll be reunited in kirtan and seva. And that is achieved primarily through the chanting of the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So I think we, unless someone wants to say something or propose something else. I thought of singing the Nisringa prayers. I thought of it last night, but it was late. We can do that.
Maharaj, you're mentioning that your spiritual desire, you tend to you'll be able to see, understand who is the previous, in your previous life as a human. When you even get back to the spiritual world, you are able to make out your relationships with people in this life.
If they're there.
Yeah, if they're there. So is it only with connection with this life when we get to the eternal life, or it's also with relation to our previous lives?
That's a good question. There could be, if our connection from the previous lives was based on Krishna consciousness, it could extend to the previous lives as well. But what Prabhupada said was specifically this life. Any more on that topic?
Maharaj, you said that one reason is that one who utilizes his life continuously in the devotional service of Krishna and chanting Hare Krishna. What was the second reason when you started Nagasana? The sun rises
and the setting doesn't affect
the life of the
world. Yeah.
One reason is
continuously
chanting.
Well, the one reason is becoming Krishna conscious, and the essential processes for becoming Krishna conscious begin with Shravanam. So this is Uttama Shloka Vartaya, to be absorbed in hearing topics of the Lord. And what Prabhupada was saying in the purport is that if a patient gets an injection that the medicine will immediately act on the entire body. Although it's injected in one particular point, but it will act on the entire body. So he was saying that the transcendental sound of Krishna Nam and Krishna Katha is injected through the ear. But although it's injected through only one point, the ear, but it acts upon the entire being. And so he's saying that you begin by hearing, say, the name, but that expands to realization of the form, the qualities, the pastimes, the associates, the entire reality of Radha and Krishna and their associates in the spiritual world. Another example that Srila Prabhupada gave is of, because sometimes we use the expression the jaws of death. Have you ever heard that? The jaws of death. So it might appear that an ordinary person and a pure devotee both die. So what's the difference? What's the advantage of being a pure devotee? And Srila Prabhupada gives the example of a cat. A cat picks up a rat in its jaws, and that means death for the rat. And the kitten also picks up, the cat also picks up her kitten in her mouth. That's how she carries her kitten. But that's not death for the kitten. That's just taking the kitten from one place and moving the kitten to another place. So death for an ordinary person is like, it's just death. You know, you're devoured by time. Whereas death for the devotee is just being carried by the Lord from one place to another, to a better place. So, superficially, the two appear to be the same, but in reality, they're very different. Well, you say it's the last question. I don't know if everyone else will agree, but you can ask your last question.
How do we understand the pain of 42,000 scorpions? 48,000 scorpions. Because when we see people, many times they vacillate peacefully or in the sleep, or probably they are unconscious. And then, how do we understand this? Well, it's mentioned in the scriptures.
Well, if it's an ordinary person, you know, they may be passing away in their sleep, but their soul is conscious. Like, just to give a common example, someone might be sleeping, but they may be having a terrible nightmare, but you're just seeing they're sleeping peacefully on the bed, but they're actually having a horrible nightmare. So that suffering of the soul leaving the body may not be perceived in the body because by us in the body, because the body doesn't have the physical strength to express what it's experiencing. In I guess medical terminology, there's a state called active dying. Active dying means that the body is shutting down. Let's like say you're closing up the house to leave. So you turn out the lights, you lock the doors, you turn off the water, turn off the electricity, whatever you do. So it's like it's an activity. That's like active dying. So during this stage of active dying, the person is shutting down all of its senses. And the last one to be shut down is the sense of hearing. So even if the person appears to be dead to external stimuli, but the sense of hearing continues. So we have to be very careful about what we say, because sometimes ordinary people, they start saying things as if the dying person isn't hearing, because they think the person's unconscious. But actually the sense of hearing is still active, and they can hear whatever nonsense you're speaking. But of course it works favorably for devotees, because they'll be chanting the holy name and discussing the transcendental topics of Krishna, so that dying person can hear that even at the end. But for devotees, Krishna can take away the pain of dying, like as I heard Nukara Mataji, she felt that the Lord was taking away her pain. And the doctors were astonished. They thought that she should be feeling more pain. But the Lord was taking it away out of His mercy. But usually at the end, there is pain. And depending on the context, that pain is helpful to create a sense of detachment. I know, like with my father, when he was leaving his body, I just wanted him to stay longer so we could have more time with him. And he wasn't experiencing pain, much pain. But then at a certain point, it changed and he was experiencing pain. So even though I wanted him to stay with us, but when I realized that his staying would be so painful for him, then I didn't want him to stay longer and experience the pain. And I was ready to let him go. So that pain at the end actually does serve a purpose. And even if someone's attached to the body, the pain is such that it makes the person lose its hold on the body so it can move on to the next destination. But it is a fact, and it was experienced by Nukara Devi herself, that the Lord took away a lot of the pain that she should have been experiencing just by His mercy. Any other continuations of your last question?
There is one.
Well, we'll see. We'll try.
Wanted to know, when a person passes through this body, I'm not speaking in context with devotees, but otherwise, it said that they get to different bodies. So is it an immediate thing, or they get to go to Yamaloka and then they suffer? And how do you take the link?
Yes. That's also a good question. Well, the Bhagavatam says that just like when you're walking, and you put down your forward foot, then you could lift up your previous, your back foot. So when the next body is ready, then you give up the present body. But that next body is, you know, it can be a spiritual body in the case of a pure devotee, or it can be, you know, a human body in the case of a decent person. Or it can be, eventually, a lower form of life if one has been sinful. Now we give the example that if you're like a glutton and you just want to eat and eat and eat more and more and more, and you don't care what it is, you know, you don't make any discrimination, you know, you can eat whatever you want. So we say then, okay, Krishna will fulfill your desire in the next life. You can take birth as a pig. But no matter how much of a glutton you are as a human being, you're not ready to eat stool like pigs do. So in that state, this is where the hellish punishments come in. You're taken in your subtle body, and you're forced to endure many horrible situations, which condition you so that when you take your next birth as a pig, you like the taste of stool. So there may be a period where you are, you know, being conditioned by hellish punishments to take your next gross body. Yeah, that punishment is inflicted on the subtle body. But whatever pain we experience in the mind, which is the subtle body.
So the pain that we experience in the mind is more painful than what we experience on the physical level?
It certainly can be. Because if the physical pain is too much, you just pass out, you become unconscious. But when the Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to meet you and hear your kirtan. So where were we?
Pain of the mind.
Yes. So if suppose you're being beaten, your gross body is being beaten. When the pain becomes too much, you become unconscious. You know, because your physical body can take only so much. But when you're being tortured in your subtle body, you can't pass out and lose consciousness. There's no escape. So that's why the pain inflicted on the subtle body can be greater than the pain inflicted on the gross body. So, we shouldn't take chances. But we should, as Prabhupada says, the guaranteed process, the guaranteed result of eternal life with Krishna. So like so coming back to the Nishinga prayers, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has given a good example of how to pray to Nrisimhadeva. On the one side, we pray to him to protect us from all the obstacles in devotional service, to remove all the obstacles, which can be internal or external. And he also prays to Nrisimhadeva to protect his desire for devotional service, his desire to serve Radha and Krishna becomes stronger. And everything depends on desire, ultimately. So we want our desire to serve Srimati Radharani and Krishna to be strong.